Good morning, church. My name is Laura Gregory, and I am a senior at Shasta Charter Academy. I would like to share my testimony with you all today. A few weeks ago, it was brought to my attention in a Sunday school lesson that I make assumptions about God. One of my small group leaders, Mrs. Bennett, was giving a lesson on Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which can be found in Luke 19, verses 28 through 44. In this passage, the Jews are eagerly awaiting and preparing for Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem. The Jews were anticipating Jesus coming as the long-awaited one who would conquer the Romans and set them free once and for all. They assumed that Jesus came to physically remove the Jews from under the Romans' rule. Just like the Jews seeing Jesus on a donkey, I am guilty of making assumptions about God in my own life. Growing up in the church, I've always assumed that I will be one of the kids who goes to college, gets married, and has kids. It's just what happens, but nowhere in the Bible does God promise this. Now, don't get me wrong, I deeply desire to get married and have kids. The Bible does say that's a healthy desire. It's just that I'm learning to try not to assume that is what God has in store for me, and to trust his timing. And that's hard in case y'all didn't know. I have recently noticed this in the last few years of my life, in my own experiences, and watched others who have spent their lives going to church have drastic changes, future plans wiped out, expectations knocked down. It made me look at my own assumptions about God in my life to reevaluate where my heart and faith are. One of these times is when I broke the ball off my femur as a freshman in high school in a horse accident. I was flown to UC Davis and had a 10-hour-long surgery to repair my hip by placing a plate, two big bolts, and two small screws. God's healing of my bone was truly amazing, since the doctors had only given me a 60% chance of the blood supply growing back and the fracture healing properly. Also, it was the worst femoral neck fracture the surgeons at UC Davis had ever seen. If the blood flow hadn't have come back, I would have had to get an artificial hip joint. One of the worst parts of this accident for me was the thought of surgery. Surgery has always really scared me. I had to really rely on Jesus. Not being able to walk for 10 weeks was also kind of a big problem. During that trial, I really learned to rely on the Lord and trust him. I assumed that God would heal me and I would be able to walk again and be back to normal. I can't explain it other than my faith in God led me to believe that I would be healed. This was a good assumption because I was relying on and believing in God's healing power and sovereignty. Now that I look back on that time, I realize that it's kind of crazy that I never once doubted that God would heal me and the surgery would work. During this trying time, the church community really came around me and my family and lifted me up. My dad would read messages that people sent him to remind me that they were praying for me and asking if they could help in any way. It was amazing to see people I barely even knew supporting my family and I in any way they could. The Lord showed me through this encouragement from other believers how important fellowship is. We can see this in Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25, which says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So I want to encourage all of you, through sharing how God has worked in my life, to look at your own assumptions about God and see if they are rooted in faith or selfishness. I have learned not to look to Jesus to make my life perfect because he's promised that there will be trials, whether short, long, large, or momentary. We need to root our assumptions in the gospel and in the promises God revealed to us in his word. Thank you.